Put stars in your washing machine, finest stars you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. Rumble of giant newspaper presses, the spewing forth of page after page still wet with ink, the folding and gathering of another volume of print that is life itself. War news, features, editorials, sport news, and human interest stories of success and failure, happiness and tragedy. The afternoon paper goes to press. The headline seems more vivid as the papers reach the newsstand. A story becomes more sensational as the voices of newsboys ring through the streets, selling their volumes of life on display.
Read all about it. Shooting of husband by wife. Police seek motive. Former model shoots husband. Read all about it.
And in the Bauer living room, a subdued conversation takes place between Trudy and Dr. Bowling, the man who was once in love with Meta Bauer. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white whitewashes without red hands, I'm coming back to Does. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to Does. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it. So I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white whitewashes without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan. Mrs. Brain, mother of 8-month-old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Does. Does gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Waterbleach, New York. Mrs. DeLolo, New Bride.
I learned how different Does is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white. I told her, Does does what it says. Gives me white whitewashes without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Does. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with 2 active detergents. That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Does everything. Get Does today for white whitewashes without red hands.
Papa's all right, isn't he, Ross?
Yes, Trudy. He's all right.
Have you seen the evening paper?
I glanced at it.
Ross, you know Meta. Why did she do it?
Why? Meta's been under a strain. I warned Ted to keep away from her. I tried to make him understand that she was near a collapse.
Ross, aren't you overlooking something? Ted didn't come here. Meta went there. Why?
That's something only Meta can answer. Brandon's her attorney, isn't he?
Yes.
What did he have to say?
Not too much. None of us can see Meta. As I told you, she was taken to the prison hospital, given sedatives. But there's one thing that keeps going through my mind. I wouldn't say this to anyone but you, Ross. I'm afraid even to think of it. Well, you know that after Chucky died, none of us could make Maida leave the hospital. She just sat in the waiting room. It was Charlotte who finally brought her home. And we didn't know quite what to say to her when she came home.
There really wasn't anything to say, was there, Trudy?
No. Well, we were sitting in the kitchen having a cup of coffee, and Maida came in. There were no tears. There was no reaction at all, really, other than a sort of deadly calmness about her. She didn't want to talk about Chucky. She said exactly what you just said. What's there to talk about? And then, well, this is what sort of frightened me, Ross. She had something on her mind. I was sure of that, although I couldn't understand what it could be at the time. But she said some of the strangest things. At least they were strange coming from a mother who had just lost her son. And as I look back, she was telling all of us what she thought we should do in case of something or other. She talked to Bill about his drinking. She tried to exact a promise from him that he'd cut down on it.
What are you trying to say, Trudy?
Well, then she talked about plans for Bill and Bert, that they must come back here to live. And I said something like, naturally, that's what we all expected, and that she and I could share our old room together. And she said that she wasn't certain. She wasn't sure she'd be here. And then, well, I might as well go further. You know that Bill owes Ted a lot of money.
Yes.
Well, Papa wanted to make some sort of an agreement with Ted. You see, even Papa was afraid of him. Papa wanted a written agreement to pay Ted the money back a little each week.
That's pretty touching.
Papa wouldn't think of talking with Ted until he had asked Maida's permission. And she had given her permission. That was before Chucky passed away. Then out of the blue, when we were sitting in the kitchen, she told Papa that she had changed her mind. She said, I'd rather you wouldn't see Ted. I don't think it will be necessary. Then she decided to go for a walk. Each one of us offered to go with her, but she wanted to go alone.
Well, that's understandable, isn't it?
Well, then for no reason, none that I could figure out, she told us how much she appreciated all we had done for her, and then she said, you've been a wonderful family. Then she left the house. Now, don't you understand, Ross? I think in back of her mind she knew she was going to kill Ted.
I can't believe that.
Because you don't want to. And I don't either. But what else can I think? She hated Ted, you know that. She blamed him for Chucky's accident.
Indirectly, he was to blame. The boy had never wanted to take boxing lessons. He was afraid. But Ted insisted that he continue with his lessons. Don't forget, Trudy, Chucky backed against the ropes in the ring, lost his balance, and fell. The accident ended in his death. Indirectly, Ted was to blame. But, Trudy, that's no reason for anyone to think that Maida planned to kill Ted, that what she did was premeditated. I don't believe she knew what she was doing.
You don't believe that, Ross. You can't. And I can't. I'm her sister. And regardless of the past, of my petty jealousies of her, regardless, I love Maida. And I'm afraid for her, Ross. She's being held for murder.
Have you told Brandon?
What I just said to you? No.
Why don't you?
Well, Ross, Brandon is her attorney.
All the more reason you should tell him what happened after Chucky's death. I feel sure, Trudy, that he could put your mind absolutely at ease. He knows Maida. Don't you understand, Trudy? It's been one thing right after another for them. Pressure. I'm a doctor. I can understand that you can hold things in just so long and then the lid blows off. That a human being can stand just so much. It isn't only today, yesterday, last week, last month. It's years. Nate is giving up Chucky when he was born because she wasn't married. And her wanting him back. Learning that a friend of hers, Charlotte, had adopted the baby. Her determination to give her, to have her son with her at any cost. Pressure and strain. Charlotte returning Chucky to Mater. Pressure from her family. Get married. Give the boy a name, his real name. Ted wants you to marry him. Pressure. Against her own will. And I believe this now, although I didn't at the time. She married him because of Chucky. And then what? A man sets out to alienate a child from the mother whom he hasn't known for too long. Maida isn't stupid. She knew that it was Chucky Ted wanted. And yet she tried, and I believe this. In all sincerity, I believe it. She tried to make a go of that marriage. Ted drove her to do what she did.
Yes, but Rusty, the only thing that's bothering me. Did she plan that shooting? Did she know that she, what she was going to do? Where did she get the gun? Now, you saw the evening paper. You knew. And you saw that she knew where the gun was. It was in the desk. Ted's desk in the library. Now, why did she go there? Why, Ross? That's what the police are going to ask. Why? For what reason? Because she was under great pressure, great strain?
Neither you nor I know what happened in that house. All we know is that there was a shooting.
Ross, you still can't give me an answer, nor can I give myself one, as to why Nata went to a home she had left months ago to see a man she hated.
No. No, I can't give you that answer. Only Nata can answer it. Only Nata.
Would you like
white white washes without red hands?
That's what Dove gives you.
White white washes without red hands.
How about it? Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover they were hard on your hands? Then next wash day, change to Dove and answer this question. Have you ever seen your clothes so fresh and clean, your white pieces so gleaming white, your colors so sparkling? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully clean and white and at the same time gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hand. Does everything. So get Does today for
white white washes without red hands.
A scene between Bill and Bertha Bauer in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V-E does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.